Let's begin. So, at the end of the building of the Mishkan, Vayar Moshe es kol hamlacha. Moshe sees all the work. V'inei asu osok asher tziva Hashem kein asu. And behold, they did it just like Hashem commanded. Vayivarach osam Moshe. And Moshe blessed them. Right. So, Hashem had told them in the beginning of Parshas Truma, or Hashem told Moshe, Vasili mikdash v'shachati v'zocham. Make for me a mikdash and I'll dwell amongst them. So now Moshe sees everything is done and he blesses them. So what's he blessing them about? What do you think, like, when you think Moshe is blessing the people, what's he blessing them? What do you think he's...
For a job well done.
So now you're saying Yashar Koach. Saying the blessing is a Yashar Koach, basically. It's like, great job.
It should fulfill its purpose.
So what does that mean?
Well, dissolve the shachat itself.
Okay, so you say, so maybe vayivarech osa Moshe is, you say, I bless you that whatever the goal
second
was...
Second half will be fulfilled.
Right, second half will be fulfilled. Okay. Any other thoughts? These are good, that's good. Okay, so you should know, like the Rabbi Avram ben Harambam, the son of the Rambam, he says, he first quotes the Rishonim. We're going to see the Chazal... that should say he writes on Shetisha Shechita B'Masi Yadecha. So the Rishonim say that Moshe issued this bracha that the Shechita should dwell in your handiwork. Vizo bracha. So we're going to focus on that in a bit. But he says vizo bracha sheilu hechrish mimena. Had Moshe not given that bracha, die mimena, it would be sufficient without it, because sherei mishka mitchilaso naserak kedei Shetisha bo hashechita. The goal of the Mishkan, why they build the Mishkan, so God's Shechina should dwell among them. Kimamaro vasuli mikdav shechati b'socham. V'lachein, and therefore, ein dati ela shehi bracha miyuchedes lahem. It's just dugmas, hatzlacha, b'torah, shefa, bracha, suma. You know, he's just saying, it's like a, he's saying it's a bracha, yashakoach, you should have be successful in Torah, you should have a lot of brachos. Again, there's nothing specific about this, just like, job well done, and... You know, because you did this, Chazak Baruch, Yashar Koach, I don't know what's better. But that's what it seems the way Rabbi Avram ben Harambam understands this. Now, the Rashi cites the following bracha. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, you could say either that this is a bracha of Yashar Koach, or maybe what Aaron was saying, that's a fulfillment of V'asuli Mikdav V'shachati B'Zocham. How do you, what would that look like, by the way? What would V'shachati B'Zocham look like? Where in the Torah do you think something happened that would be V'shachati B'Zocham? Like, what happens? Like, how do you know V'shachati B'Zocham? Like, feel it. So number one is, it said at the end of this week's parsha that the cloud of Hashem filled the Mishkan. So maybe that. And what were you saying?
So the Kruvim are looking at each other.
Okay, that's a Chazal. Fine, good. It's fine. It's good. Now I'm saying, where else in the Torah do we find in a few parshios something happens that, right? So in Parsha Shmini, you have the fire of Hashem coming down. So it could be that Moshe is saying that, you know, we want v'shachati b'socham, yashar koach, God willing, should be v'shachati b'socham. And maybe that manifests up by the kavod Hashem, the glory of Hashem, the cloud filling the Mishkan. Or maybe it's when the fire comes down in the Shemini. So I think you could look at it in one of those two ways. Now, Rashi says, he says, he writes a shetishre shechit of masi adecha, that may the shechita dwell in your handiwork, v'hinoam Hashem alakenu, aleinu masi adenu, and God should be pleasant over us. Okay, so he quotes this pasuk from Tehillim. Okay, now if you look at the Ayelet HaShachar, just again, he says the Ralbag lamad mikan sheroi lamanik hador levarach es manhigav sheshomim es torah kadesh sheyuz zrizim lasos ritzono. The Ralbag says that, you know what? If you tell someone to do a job and they do it, you know what you should do? Say Yashar Koach, bless them so they'll want to do their job. Right? And so that's the Ralbag. So he reminds me of the Ravavim ben Rambam. He said Yashar Koach, encourage them. And here at the bottom of this commentary, Yelas HaShachar, he says that, so what Aaron was saying, he says, the second to last line, there are a bunch of levels of Hashra Shechita. So, Ulai Berchom, you read us Aish, maybe it's, he blessed him on the fire coming down, that's Bayom HaShemini, the eighth day. Or maybe the Ramban wants to say, it's like that the cloud, like you were saying, the cloud cover the Ohel. So again, you can be Yashar Koach, or the Bracha is a fulfillment of Asuli Mikdash. But there's this Medrash which gives a debate here. And I want to read this debate, and I want us to think about the difference between these two opinions. The Midrash HaGadol says, Vayar Moshe es kol melacha, vayavarech osa Moshe, Tani, ma bracha bracham. What's the bracha that Moshe blessed them with? So Amar Lohem, he said to them, Yihira sin shetishra shechina b'masi yedechem. So the first thought is that Moshe said to them, may it be the will of Hashem that the Shechina should dwell in your handiwork. V'heim ma amulo, what they say back to him, v'hinom Hashem alokenu aleinu, masi yedin ka aleinu, masi yedin ka nehu. So they responded back, that's v'hinom. Okay, which I guess, what does it mean? That may and God should be pleasant for us, and our handiwork should be prepared for us, and our handiwork should be prepared for him. Even though it's not explicit when Moshe blessed them, but this is connected to what it says in Tehillim, Yireel Avadecha Palecha, the end of that, we say this on Shabbos, you look at Tehillim Tzadi, Tefillah Moshe, Ish Elokim, right, it's a prayer to Moshe. So again, Tefillah LeMoshe, so this Tehillim is a prayer, it's a tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the end of this parak, Yireel Avadecha Palecha, Vadorcha Abedeham. So the work of your servant your servant should be shown your work, your glory on your children, and may God be pleasant over us, and may our handiwork be prepared for Hashem, and may our handiwork prepare. In other words, I think he's saying, may it be prepared for us, and may we use it to do the right thing. Now, so one bracha is, Yihi ratzon shetishra shechina b'masi yedecha. But Rabbi Meir says, no, what was the bracha? Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pabim. God, the God of your forefathers, should add upon you like this 1,000 times. What's the difference if the bracha is, Yihi ratzon shetishra shechinascha aleinu, and if it's Yosef Hashem Elokeichem Elef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pamim, what's the difference? What do you think the difference is? The first one is translated. It means may it be the God's will that Hashem Shechina should dwell in your handiwork. The other bracha is the Rav Meir says it's Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Hashem the God of your forefathers. He should add upon you like this, 1,000 times. What do you think the difference is? Right? What? What's he blessing the first thing?
Your handiwork.
So Hashem is blessing man's handiwork. What's the second bracha? Yosef Hashem should add upon you like this 1,000 times. What's he saying about that?
Hashem's doing all the work.
Okay. In other words, the first bracha is that your handiwork, you just built the Mishkan. May you build a lot of good stuff. May you do a lot of stuff with your hands, and may you do other great stuff. This is the first thing you did, right? May your work be blessed. And this is the other thing is Hashem, the God of your forefathers, he should add upon you, add something, thousands of times. In other words, there should be more of what was just accomplished. What was just accomplished?
The Mishkan,
and there's this connection with God. So it might be what you're saying here, the physical versus spiritual. So if you look, the Tiferes Shlomo, he says the following, he says a very beautiful idea. He says, what's the first bracha? Yihi ratzon shetishrei shechina b'masi yedechem. May it be the will of Hashem that His shechina should dwell in your handiwork. Lo al malechas haMishkan lavad. It's not only about the work of the Mishkan. Ki gam al maseh Also on your handiwork that you're working in your homes. Tishrei Shechina Vabracha. In other words, may God's Shechina rest upon everything you do. So, in other words, is this a bracha about the Mishkan, or about holiness, connection to God, or is it a bracha about work? Acharei asher kvar harimosem es trumas Hashem lenidvas hamishkan. After you've already donated your donations for the Mishkan, umeyata tachol abracha al hanishar lachem. And from that, so you're already dedicated, you made donations to the Mishkan, you gave your truma, and now the bracha should flow to the rest of the stuff that you have. Ki chein derech truma. Chita achas poteres kol akri. What's truma? What do you do with truma? You have this whole field, right? So what do? You give the beginning, well, some truma says it's like 1/50th. You give truma, right? You give your donation to the Kohen. There's also Meister, but you make your little donation, and what the rest remains to you. So what's going on here? Well, he said, when you give truma, then the owner is blessed through this. And he brings a pasuk. So when you give ma'aser, it says, "Kosi lachem bracha b'lidai." I'm going to give you bracha. V'zeshamar achria haparsha ma'aseros after ma'aseros. You have that as well. So if you look three lines to the bottom or four lines to the bottom, v'zeo shetishrei shechina b'ma'aser dechem. What's the bar? Kol ma'aser dechem b'bayis uvachutz b'ma'aser matam techavnu a kol shemayim tzarkavol itzlaq alotzas bottom n'tamot torvach domes sheyezem makom la'ashra shechina. So he says that all of your actions in the house, outside the house, in business, everything should have kavana for shamayim, for God, for tzedakah, for spending money for your kids, for Talmud Torah, something similar. And he says, but basically what he's saying is, if you do all that, if you dedicate yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to holy concerns, and then v'hinom Hashem Elokeinu, amasi adeinu kono aleinu, shia b'kavana haritzuya, if you have the right kavana, Kona later, the right kavana, right intent for l'shem shemayim, and then umas yadenu konanehu. So he's saying that if our hands, if our handiwork is prepared for God, l'shem shemayim, then God will be involved in our handiwork. But what this really is a physical bracha. You know what I think it's like? Like this is about work. See, do you look at the melechas hamishkan as a holy thing? It's a holy thing, but it's also about Bnei Israel. They're not slaves anymore. They're gonna have real jobs, do real work, right? And they're not meant to just sit in the Mishkan all day. So what do? They dedicate sort of the first of their labor to what? To God. And if they deliver, if they, and what Moshe is saying, since they dedicated their first earnings, their first malacha to the Mishkan, and what's Moshe saying after that? He's, I'm giving you a bracha. That just like your handiwork, right? It's because you gave your handiwork first for the Mishkan, like truma. So now the rest of your stuff's going to be blessed. Just like when we give donations, right? We give a certain percentage to whatever it is for truma, ma'aser, tzedakah, and the bracha is the rest of our stuff will be blessed by God. So this is a, like we said, going back to what Aaron said, that the Mishkan will infuse the Shechina, not just in the Mishkan, but even outside the Mishkan, in regular life, physical bracha. I think that's Yehi Ratzon, Shetishra Shechina B'Masi Yadecha. Right? Svarno says differently. Look at this Svarno. So before we do that, if you look at the Midrash HaGadol, let's go back to the end of the Midrash HaGadol. What does he say in the last line? Amar Lahem, Kishem Shezachisem Vasaktem B'Mlechas HaMishkan. Just like you involved yourself in the work of the Mishkan, and the Shechina dwelt because of your deeds, kach tisku v'tivnu lefanav beis habachira v'tishrei shechina b'maaseh yadechem. What is Moshe blessing them? What's going to happen? Tisku v'tivnu lefanav beis habachira. What are you going to build? The beis hamikdash. In other words, you can't. The bracha is not v'shachanti v'socham. That's going to happen. We build a mikdash. Shem will dwell amongst us. What's the bracha of Moshe? That this is only the beginning. That eventually, right? Like you said, spiritual bracha. We're going to build the beis hamikdash, right? Another way to look at this also, if you look at the svardo, just turn the page. So he makes the point, and he says that if you compare the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash, to the two Batei Mikdash. So he makes the point that which had the least amount of wealth, the Mishkan or the two Batei Mikdash? What had the least amount of wealth? The Mishkan had the least amount, right? He said the least gold, and then the Beis HaMikdash had a lot more. And what had the most? Second Beis HaMikdash, right? Because Hordus, Herod, you know, because he was a master builder. So he said the Mishkan has the least amount of gold, the Sforna writes. And then he said, but he makes the point, and he says that the last two lines, oh, the reason why Pekunei lists what all the materials were is to tell you that it's not the wealth and the greatness of the building that's a siba lahashuah shechina b'Yisrael, for God shechina to come down to Klal Yisrael. That God just wants us to behave, so Hashem will dwell amongst us, right? Because what in the first base of Migdash, so we sensed God's presence a little bit. Second base of Migdash, we didn't really sense it. The Mishkan was very clear. So the point being, so maybe the bracha that Moshe is giving them is that with it, you did this good job, you built the Mishkan. So my bracha is that it's going to increase, you know, tenfold, thousandfold. Either you're going to build a new, if God willing, you'll build an even holier building. Or maybe the bracha is that Moshe's making a bracha that the intensity of Hashem's presence should be in the Mishkan. So we can look at, again, so basically we've said until now, we gave four approaches with the bracha Moshe. Yashar Koach, good job, right? That's number one. That's Rav Avraham ben Arambam, the Rabag. Number two, that what we saw in the Yalat HaShachar, he quotes that maybe it's simply Moshe's, the bracha is that the goal of the Mishkan will be fulfilled, either when the cloud comes down or when the fire comes out from heaven on the eighth day. Maybe we have this midrash, Yehira son Shetishra Shechina v'Maaseh Yedeichem. We donated our first handiwork to God, and we Moshe says, you know what, may Hashem bless your handiwork, even for mundane things that you should be financially successful. Approach number four is that, no, that yeah, v'shachanti b'socha, but it should be more and more. Yosef Hashem kochem elef poim. It should be 1,000 times as much. Meaning what? Either you God willing, one day you build the Beis HaMikdash, or the Shechina, you know, what you build, it should be incredible. It should be intense. It should be multiplied. You should really feel that presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those are four approaches. I want to share with you the final approach. And the final approach essentially is the following. If you look in this Sifra, in Parsha Shemini, it says Ma Tamalomar Vayehi B'Yom Hashemini. He says Malame Shehoisa Simcha Lefanav Bamarom Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Varetz. So what was the happiness of the Mishkan? Was like what? Like what? What was it happy as? What day?
Day
was great. I don't know. I wasn't there. Okay, but apparently it was very happy. B'Maaseh Bereishis Hu Omer, in the creation of the world, what does it say? Vayir vayivoker. It says vayihi. Vekano omer vayihi, also vayihi b'yom hashmini. This is in Parsha Shemini. Vechevan shekilu Yisrael s'malachas ha-mishkan. Once Klai Yisrael finished the work of the Mishkan, ba Moshe bercham. Then Moshe blessed them. What does it mean? Vayaris kolam locha vayivarech osam Moshe. So Moshe blessed them, according to Zifra, like it was like the time of creation. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bachaye says the following. Uva midrash. Vayar Moshe's kolam locha. Zom Malachas Bereishis. It says when Moshe saw the Malacha, this refers to the Malacha of the creation. It's called Malachas HaMishkan Lo Ne'amar. It doesn't say called Malachas HaMishkan, it's called Malacha. So why did it say that? Lo Diacha Sheshkula Malachas HaMishkan Kegemas Bereishis. That the work of the Mishkan corresponds to the creation of the world. So let me ask you the following question. In what way is the Mishkan, like, how is that like creation of the world? Why is that? Why are they making that comparison here? Both the Sifra and Rabbeinu Bechaye are basically saying that the Malacha of the Mishkan was like the Malacha of Spiracious.
World for man.
Ah, right. So good. Excellent. Right. Excellent. I couldn't say that, but you said it very well. In other words, Spiracious is Hashem making a home for humanity. And the Mishkan is humanity making a home for Hashem. And if you just look, I just quoted the last four sources are really from the end of Perek Lamates, and then Perek Mem, and then the Bereishis. There's a lot of linguistic connections between the creation of the end of the creation of the world and the creation of the Mishkan. So can you find any comparing Perek Lamed Tes to from Perek Lamed Tes, Perek Mem to Perek Aleph and Beis and Brachos? Is there any language that you see that's comparable? Like,
yes, Alex.
The italics, okay, yeah. So what are the italics? It's true. So what? Yeah, but there are a bunch of them. So like, which match with which? So what's the first one? Vatachal kolav in Perek Lamed Tes pasuk Lamed Beis. Vatachal kolav olos mishkan. What is that similar to? Vayachal kim yom hashvi, right? And then what's the next italics? Vayar Moshe as kol malacha, right? And Moshe saw the whole malacha. Right, v'hinei asu kasher tziv Hashem. That's similar to Brisa Av Lamanav. V'yar alkiyum is called Asher Asav. V'hinei tovod. Moshe saw, Hashem saw. V'yavarach asa Moshe. Moshe blessed them. Right, v'yavarach kim Hashem Hashvi. God blessed the seventh day. And then in Shmos Mem Pasuk Tes, Hashem says, "You're going to be kiddush till Sovas Kol Kilav Yakodesh. You're going to sanctify the Mishkan and all the kelim. It's going to be holy. What did Hashem do? He's v'yakadesh also." Right, he sanctified the seventh day, and then Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed Gimel and Shmos Veichal Moshe Samlacha. Moshe finished the malacha, and then also Veichal Kimu. So Vatchal Kol Avos Hamishkan probably is corresponding to Veichul Hashem V'Charetz Chol Tzvav. It was finished, and this Veichal Moshe Samlacha Veichal Kimu Yom Hashvi. So there's a lot of linguistic parallels. There are a lot of linguistic parallels between the Mishkan and Sefer Brachos. In other words, and so what's the bracha? The bracha could be that this relationship between God and man should flourish. If indeed we believe that Brachos is Hashem creating a home for man, and now man's creating a home for God. So it's this kind of, you know, I'm helping you, you're helping me. And the bracha is that this kind of relationship should continue to grow, right? And the Mishkan, in a sense, is a reincarnation of the creation process. And Shabbos is it's interesting also, right? In last week's parsha, what do we say? 6 days create the Mishkan, seventh day is Shabbos. We learned about the laws of Shabbos in the context of the Mishkan. Just like Shabbos after the creation of Brachos, Shabbos is also after the Mishkan, and the Malachos of Shabbos are what? The Blachos of the Mishkan, right? In other words, the Mishkan, in a sense, is man becoming God's partner in the creation process. In creation, God thinks alone, but after Sinai, our task is to partner with God and to create a home for Him. So you can look at the bracha, again, you can look at the bracha as physical bracha, or whatever we do is great. Look at the bracha as that the goal, the Mishkan, spiritual goal, the feeling connected to God is wonderful. But it could be much even broader than that. And really the bracha the Moshe is saying is, we've completed it all now. We start with Brachos, and now we've gone back now to the Mishkan, and everything is now together. And the bracha Moshe is, now that we've each created homes for each other, the bracha is that this relationship should continue to grow for many, many years to come. And that's really our goal here on earth.